This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President-elect Joe Biden has unveiled a $1.9 trillion stimulus package proposal on Thursday, designed to jumpstart the economy and speed up the U.S. response to the coronavirus pandemic. It includes $415 billion to bolster the response to the virus and the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines, some $1 trillion in direct relief to households, and roughly $440 billion for small businesses and communities particularly hard hit by the pandemic.
The crisis of deep human suffering is in plain sight, and there's no time to waste. We have to act, and we have to act now.
The package comes at a time when more than 23 million Americans have been infected with the coronavirus, and more than 388,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States. The nation's airlines are stepping up security on flights to Washington ahead of next week's presidential inauguration, including a ban on firearms. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Delta, United, Alaska, and American Airlines say passengers flying to the nation's capital will not be allowed to fly with guns checked into their luggage. Other airlines are announcing other steps, like American Airlines banning alcohol on flights to D.C. The FAA's announced a crackdown on violence or threats. Administrator Stephen Dixon reports crew harassment is on the rise,
both from passengers' refusals to wear masks and from recent violence at the U.S. Capitol.
Last week, Senator Mitt Romney was heckled on a flight by President Trump supporters who will never fly on Delta again, says an airline spokesman. Alaska Airlines has banned 14 passengers. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News.